Good afternoon. You are listening to Verbal Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. And I tell you what, we love following the Saints. It's what we do. They're hoping for back-to-back victories today. But as well as they do great guns on the pitch, it's always wonderful to discover the great work they do for the wider community. And I tell you what, it's been a great day for so many youngsters today, treated at Samuel Ryder School to a potential to engage and learn a bit from and maybe kick a ball around with a few of the Saints stars at their play like the Stars Roadshow. To tell us all about that experience today, we're welcoming back Phil Coates and a few other dignitaries. Phil, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Perfect. Well, lovely weather for it today. Again, you are, of course, Sammy the Saint. You are the community manager at St. Albans Football Club. And we always love to learn about all the great work the Saints do in the community. Massive occasion today, I'm sure. Fun had by all.
Yes, yes. I'm having a very good time here. They're still continuing, all the children.
And I guess a chance for them to engage with the players. I know they've had to dash to obviously get it ready for today's fixture against Slough. But I mean, it must. I mean, David Noble there, the ex-West Ham man, of course, the skipper, Zane Banton, and even head honcho Ian Allenson on hand. Must have been awesome for the youngsters to engage with our Saints heroes.
Yeah, it was great. The three of them said about their careers, who they played for, and how much I enjoyed football. Then there was a question and answer session, which lasted quite a long time. There was quite a lot of questions to be asked, and then a few photographs afterwards. So, now they're continuing doing their training with the Curver guys.
I tell you what, that sounds awesome, Phil. I'm a little bit nervous I am in my my chair, though. It sounds like a load of budding journalists there, budding potential Radio Verum sports broadcasters in the near future.
You never know. I'm sure we could persuade them to be on your show at some point.
Hey, the bottom line is this, though. Again, it's Saints getting out there, getting in amongst the community, and wonderful to hear about that. I know you're alongside a few of the other kind of people who kind of made this all happen. Is Sam Madison available?
Yep, Sam's standing right next to me, Sam Mardle, so I'll hand you over.
Sam Mardle, welcome to Verum Sports. Tell us, first of all, what's your role? Where do you fit into this big picture?
So I'm Chair of Trustees at St Albans City Youth Football Club, so my job is to oversee the Board of Trustees and make decisions at a higher executive level with all the people. We've got around 85 teams this year and over 1,000 players, making sure we're doing things correctly and providing the best possible environment we can for our young players, parents, managers, coaches, etc.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an important role there. And again, for me, it's always thrilling to not just follow the Saints, but to appreciate that role that they have as a kind of figurehead in the community. And I guess today almost exemplifies that.
Yeah, no, definitely. As I say, getting having Ian come down with Zane and with David, it's really strengthened the links, I think, in particular last year, the hard work that Phil has done, and now with Ian coming on board, strengthening the links from the first team all the way through to the youth club here. I mean, we've got 7-year-old players here, so really strengthening it, making it a visible part of the community and acting as role models for these boys and girls that are down here today.
I mean, look, this is what it's all about, isn't it? You know, we all love watching, you know, the big stars, obviously the Premier League and what have you, but it's so, so important to have that connection and that engagement and ultimately getting physical and getting active. And it's that's at grassroots where the next, you know, Wayne Rooney's, et cetera, come from, isn't it?
Yeah, we hope so. We hope so, definitely. We've really worked hard with the Curver partnership here today. That's to provide knowledge and expertise for our volunteer coaches and managers, because we realise the job that they do as well in providing a great environment for our players to play in and develop. And so over the years, we've had a few go on into professional games, so that's something that we're quite proud of.
Absolutely. Great kind of infrastructure, great chain, but ultimately a great day had by all. I tell you what, I believe there's also another person there who's kind of chomping at the bit waiting to say hello.
Yes, Steve is standing right next to me. Would you like to pass him on?
Yes, please.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Steve, and welcome to Verum Sports. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Nice to be here, thank you.
Hey, are you kidding me? Absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And I've got a massive beaming smile on my face listening to all of this. But I've actually to see the fruits of this hard work that I know you guys must have put in to make today's roadshow a reality must have been really kind of rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of work gone in from the coaches and John Cassidy at Solomon City Youth. They're working with the Kirby people. And obviously we had the in Allenton and the players down from Solomon City as well. So everybody's really worked to make a great morning. We must give our thanks to all the parents that have brought their boys and girls down today. I think they've been having a great session. I've seen a lot of the boys and girls practicing their skills. And obviously, as a coach at one of the under-9 teams at St Albans City Youth, it's great to see the boys and girls working on their skills, and hopefully they'll be putting them to good use when the season starts next week.
Hey, it all gets real very, very soon. Just in terms of today, how many youngsters have benefited from the session?
Yeah, so we've had 45. Children down here today, and they cover from all the way from under 7 through to under 12. So we've got good representation from all the age groups, and quite a few of the teams at St Albans City Youth represented here today. So it's been a good turnout.
And I tell you what, goodness me, weather couldn't have been finer, could it?
We've been very lucky indeed, actually. It's been perfect conditions. Not too hot. Last week, obviously, the weather was getting to the 30s. Quite a long morning for them, but today it's been absolutely perfect. So it's been just right for us.
I think it's, again, such an important thing that the Saints do, engaging with the community. And it's awesome to appreciate that. But I'm just wondering, what's lined up next? Where do we go from here? What's the next date for the diary?
Yeah, well, this today marks we're really here to follow the renewal of the relationship between Curva and St Albans City Youth. Curva will provide a training plan, a program plan that many of the teams at St Albans City Youth will be following throughout the course of the season. So we're going to be working quite closely with the Curva team, formulating practice plans and skills for the players to work on through the course of the year. So it's really an ongoing program, if you like, but it's something which will give all the coaches some structure and some ideas that they can work on with the players throughout the course of the season.
Do you know what, Steve? Honestly, I'm literally saluting you and everything that everybody there has done, not just today, but as you rightly say, for a rich continuing program, building important relationships. In closing, is there a website that we can go to learn more? Is it all just affiliated to the Saints website, or is there particular offshoots that we should address?
There is the St Albans City Youth website. And all the details of the teams that we run at St Albans City Youth are on the main website, so the listeners can Google that, St Albans City Youth. So the club runs teams from under 7s all the way through to under 18s. So any of the listeners with children interested, check out the website in the first port of call.
Hey, perfect. Well, look, I can still hear that there's lots of activity in the background. I'll let you go to oversee it for the rest of the day. And again, thank you for your time just now. Much obliged.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Perfect. Right, just to tie things back, 360 in the way of almost radio cohesion. It's back to Phil Coates. Phil, I'm just really feeling the energy and the passion coming through there. It really must have been an astonishing morning. And again, I say, an awful lot of hard work goes into making these things a reality, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been great. I think everybody's really enjoyed themselves, and nice weather as well. And they're still continuing to... a few hours after they started to be playing. So definitely a good morning and slightly into the afternoon as well.
Hey, perfect. And we'll see. Could be the future Saints stars in waiting there. Saints stars in action, of course, all afternoon. We'll follow them on Verulam Sports. Important that they build on the momentum of an important victory. Their first win of the season against Concord midweek. I was beginning to get a little bit edgy, but delighted for that first win. And let's hope today, away at Slough, they can build on it. Maybe back-to-back wins would be nice.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, Slough... they had a strange start to the season because it was all very similar to St Albans, but then the last couple of games, they've beaten sides right near the top of the league. So it's going to be one of those seasons again, I think, where you can't guarantee, you know, if you're up at the top at the beginning of the season or down at the bottom, you know.
Well, look, I mean,
change quite rapidly.
Last weekend, was it the 40th anniversary of the National Leagues? And in all that time, there's been so many stories. It is what community sport is really all about. But the signature of it for me, since I've been involved with it here on Verulam Sport, is that the one thing you can guarantee is that you can't guarantee anything when it comes to the Vanarama League. You know, it's so helter-skeltery, but that's why it's so much fun, I suppose.
Yep, definitely.
Hey, we'll definitely be following the Saints all afternoon. And I tell you what, Phil, you and I will need to sort of summon some of the energy of these youngsters next week as we look to engage with the wider community, raising money for prostate cancer. Massive walk. It's come around rapidly, literally next weekend. I'm kind of trepidatious, but always appreciate it's an important thing. But Phil, always, whilst you and I talk, want to give you a platform to remind everybody how they can lend support and get involved, because always it's astonishing just how generous in spirit and giving we are here at St Albans. But it's a great cause. Tell us how we can get involved.
Can get involved by going on to Just Giving, put my name in, Phil Coates, Phil with two L's, and it should link you to my Just Giving page, which is a combination of the bike ride that I did a couple of months ago and the walk that's coming up. So in total, actually, what the club has raised for prostate cancer is now, Prostate Cancer UK, is now approaching 150,000. I think we're at 147,000 over the last 4 years, which is an incredible amount.
It's absolutely astonishing. Like I say, the spirit of generosity here in St Albans is one of its key defining features. But do get involved with that Just Giving page. Every single penny counts. Remember, whilst great progress is being made, it's also about raising awareness. It remains a fact that once every 45 minutes, a man will die of prostate cancer. So for me, always get that slight chill down the spine when a referee blows a whistle at half time in a football match these days. So there we go.
Actually, on that subject, we are we've got non-league day coming up in October, on October the 12th, and just before that we're going to launch an initiative which means sort of over a number of places in St Albans we will have posters and stickers saying effectively what you just have, you know, one man every 45 minutes dies from prostate cancer, but also saying you know, what you should do if you're 50 or over, pay a visit to the doctor and get a PSA test. So and non-league day, the proceeds for non-league day, the game against Eastbourne, will go partly to Prostate Cancer Youth UK and partly to Youth Talk, the local young mental health charity. So that's October the 12th.
October the 12th, a date for the diary. Hey, you say that, Phil, but goodness me, like I said to you just now, time flies, it comes around. I can't believe you and I are walking massive walk for prostate cancer next weekend. October the 12th is that date for the diary, though. Non-league day is always special, and it's always special to chat to yourself, Phil. Send my best to everybody there involved in the exciting Saints Roadshow. Play Like the Stars Roadshow today from Samuel Ryder School. It has been a great conversation, illuminating as always. Phil, enjoy the rest of the weekend. Good luck to the Saints today.
Yes, I'm heading off to Slough right now, so hopefully for a good Saints win.
Hey, we'll be looking to broadcast it all afternoon. Barry Hillard is our man there. 3 till 6, Verulam Sports will give you all the updates on the Saints. But for now, once again, Phil, in closing, many, many thanks. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, my man.
Will do, and you.